I want to welcome everybody this morning. Hope you're all having a good morning. I want to welcome everybody this morning to the services here at the Lord's Church. I want to welcome our listening audience, the ones out in their audience, and I always welcome you to come to the building too. But we're always welcome, and I'm glad that you're listening in. And also, I want to welcome all of our visitors that we have this morning. We have quite a few, and you're always welcome. And I know a lot of you, I've seen you over the last few years. I get to know your faces. Let's remember on our prayer list, Naomi and Dustin are here this morning. Glad to see them. And Sister Pearl's here this morning. We're glad to see you here. Let's remember Ken and Sandy White in our prayers and the Blair family in our prayers. And Deborah Pro has told me that she feels better and she's over her bronchitis. And I'm glad that has happened for her. Our shut-ins, Rose Beattie, Catherine Wright, Evelyn Belt, and Judy Mayberry, Jack and Millie King. These are the ones on our shut-in list and our homebound list. It's good to see the Miller girls home for the holidays. It's always good to see them. Glad to see them. Doug will be gone from Wednesday all the way through December 1st. That's a Monday. He's traveling down to Texas to visit his children down there for Thanksgiving. Upcoming birthdays and anniversaries. I don't believe we have any anniversaries, but birthday list on the 6th of coming up is Kim Watson. The 7th is Jack King. The 7th is our Stacy. And 29, right, Stacy? And 7th, there's another 7th, Darcy Williams. Michaela Miller, her birthday is the 8th. Molly Oliver, her birthday is the 15th. Brooklyn Blair, her birthday is the 17th. And Dorothy Wall, her birthday is the 24th. And then Martha Crane, her birthday is on the 29th. Also, I was talking to Miss Ross. Let's remember her nephew, Doug Spicer. She has told me that the chemo that he's been going through has done well for him. It's shrunk the tumor. And they may run him through another regimen of chemo since the surgeon thought that he had good results with the first one. And so they're still up in air about it, but they may go ahead and do that. And she says he's getting his strength back and maybe they might do surgery sometime early next year, maybe. So let's remember Miss Ross's nephew in our prayers too. And all the ones of our friends and neighbors and ones that we meet in their everyday walks of life. Also, James McMillan told me that the communion list is open for December for preparation of the communion. So if you want to do that, that is open for December. Let's see if I forgot anything. Okay, on our order of worship today, our opening prayer will be by, I believe, Doug Berry. On our Lord's Supper and Communion table today will be Don DeMario and David Morris. We're still in the series of the Rob Whitaker DVDs, and this is the Method Part 2. I think we were told to bring our first booklet. I think we're going to study out of that. We'll see when Doug gives us the opening. And our closing prayer is going to be Jamie Poe today. And our evening service will be by Doug Berry, and the subject of that is Who is Jesus? Next week, when Brother Doug is gone, our AM and PM sermons will be given by Jamie Poe. Is there any other announcements? Have I left somebody out? Yes, ma'am.
James, you mentioned Jack and Millie Kane. Jack's not able to be here this morning, but Millie's here. So glad to have her this morning after a long period of time. She's not able to come. God bless her for coming. Thank you.
Okay. And
I need to meet with the ladies after church to coordinate all of our holiday gift bags and our caroling and all that.
Okay, Krista Miller wants to, after church, meet with the ladies real quick over the Christmas baskets that they do every year. So, okay, anybody else? Okay, I guess we'll leave it to James McMillan. Oh, also, before I forget, in your bulletin this morning, and I think it's set for the next couple of weeks, there's a little brochure about appointing elders. So there'll be a little bit of input on appointing elders within the next few weeks, I think. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I encourage everybody to read that insert that's in the bulletin and actually study up on that as we go through that the next couple of 3 weeks. I too want to welcome everybody here this morning. You are an encouragement that you're here. We are so thrilled that you are. And our first song selection is 694, if you're following along in the songbook. To Canaan land, I'm on my way, where the soul never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul never dies. No farewell, no keep him die, where all his love and his soul never dies. Where the soul never dies, and I will spend eternity where the soul never dies. No farewell, farewell, don't you hear him die, where all his love and the soul never dies. A love like across the foam where the soul never dies. It shines to light the shores of home where the soul never dies. Dear friends, tell me, there's heaven, don't you know him die, where all life will end in deathlessly where the soul never dies, and everlasting joys I'll reap where the soul never dies. Oh, stand there, that fair land where the soul never dies, where there will be no parting end, and the soul never dies. No friend, farewell, don't he know near him die, where all is loyal, and the soul never dies. For our prayer this morning, 197, have thine own way. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am after thy will, while I am
Whiter than snow, Lord, watching just now, as in thy presence, humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Oh, for my being, absolute way. Filled with thy spirit, till all shall see Christ only always living in me.
If you will, all please stand at our table for prayer.
Let's pray. Our God and Father, we're so grateful to you that we could be here today, that we could glorify your name. We ask that our worship would be pleasing to you in song and study and everything that we do, and we would hold up your name in our lives and all that we, wherever we go at all times, Lord. Thank you for caring for us so much. Be with us as we strive to serve you. We strive to please you as we partake of the Lord's Supper this morning, that our hearts would be right before you, so that we would do this in a way that's right. We ask that you would be with those that are ill. We're thankful that so many that have been ill or been back with us, and we're thankful for that. But continue to watch over those that are struggling with their health. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. At this time, we'll sing number 12, Alas and Did My Savior Bleed, in preparation for the Lord's Supper.
Alas and did my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die, would he devote that sacred head for such a one as I? At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for Christ that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Well might the sun in darkness hide, and shut his glory in, when Christ the mighty Maker died for the creature's sin. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Thus might I hide my blushing face, what is it across the pier? Dissolve my heart in thankfulness, and melt my eyes to tears. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart and now I am happy all the day. The drops of grief can never repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we come to you so thankful for the sacrifice of your Son on that cross, who shed his blood and his body for our behalf, for our sins. Father, we are so thankful for that gift. Father, as we partake of the bread, please bless it and allow us to take it in a manner that's pleasing in your sight. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let us continue. Father, we thank you as well for this fruit of the vine which has been left as a representation of your Son's blood. The innocent blood, Father, the only innocent blood of all mankind, that he offered that blood up for the washing of our souls, the cleansing from sin and its power. We're thankful for this reminder. Help us to remember that Jesus paid the price that we could not pay. And we continually depend upon his sacrifice for our continual redemption. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.
That is now the end of our Lord's Supper. At this time, we have chosen to also give back a portion of the goods that God has prospered us with for the work in the church. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we are so thankful again for the many blessings that you share with us. Father, at this time, we pray that we will give back a portion of those goods that you have blessed us with to help the church to do the work that it needs to do. Father, as we give, let us do so with gladness in our hearts and give the best of our ability. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
At this time, I'd like for you to mark 255 in your songbook. That will be our song of invitation after our lesson. This will not be on the overhead. I am resolved. Before our lesson, ring out the message, 833. 833. There's a message true and glad for the sinful and the sad. Ring it out, ring it out, ring it out, ring it out. It will give them courage, it will help them to be true. Ring it out, ring it out, ring it out.
Still far from Jesus' chimney,
but lost in the wind out, darkness and doubt.
Ring out, let it ring. The news,
wonderful news
that
making men free, happy and free.
To ring, all the lost of ring, every
ring,
nation,
ring the message out. Tell the world of saving grace. Make it known in every place. Ring it out.
Ring it out.
Ring it out.
Ring it out.
Help the needy ones to know him from whom all blessings flow. Ring it out.
Ring it out.
Ring it out.
Ring it out.
Ring out. Never let ring.
The word.
Speed it away.
Or lay.
Message divine.
And see.
Send it today.
Till let from Jesus' chin.
Love. Lost in those in doubt, darkness and doubt.
Ring out,
merrily ring.
The new
wonderful news
that
made making
men free,
happy and free.
To ring, all the ring, lost of ring, every
ring,
nation,
ring the message out.
Ring it out.
Sending out the sweet.
sweep away. Just till dawn the better day. Bring it out,
bring it out,
bring it out,
bring it out.
Till the sinful world be won. For Jehovah's mighty Son. Bring it out,
bring it out,
bring it out.
David and James Miller will be handing out a pamphlet for lesson number one that we're going to be going with over the overhead this morning. I encourage everybody to follow along in that. I also encourage everybody to take that home and study it, and not only study it, but to, if you have any questions, come back and ask our questions, and we will try to answer them at an appropriate time. Doug?
Good morning. It's good to see all of you here today. As we begin to look at this lesson in a little bit that we're going to be studying here, that's going to be up on the screen. And as you see these brochures that are booklets actually, on Back to the Bible, and there's actually three of these booklets that go along when someone sits down to study about one a week for 3 weeks is what you do when you're studying with someone. And as he mentions in here, that they're about 90 minutes long when you sit down to study with someone, but they're very specific to the Bible. The answers come directly from the Bible when we look at them, and he's going to talk about that, so I'll let him, Rob Whitaker and his wife, be with them. One of the things I want you to notice as they get into this, and because it's an actual sit-down where they're studying with them, a couple, is that Rob is doing the talking, but he has his wife with him. He has a silent partner with him. So if you feel like sometimes like, well, I don't know if I could teach somebody something like that, nearly everybody could be a silent partner. And so there's a place for everyone in this way, but there's going to be, as we get into this and study it more specifically, there's going to be many things that all of us can do and be a part of this today. So I want you to and he won't get into the book right away in this, but I want you to know, be ready for it. Go home and study it like James had suggested. But also, if you would please, when you're done doing that, bring them back and put them back in the back so that we will have them. So when we start studying with people, we will be able to have those to do it, have them to study with people as well. And that's okay. I want you to do this. I want you to study them, look at them, and so on. But it's also important that we have a chance to have them to study with it. So I'm going to turn on the video now.
Brian and Lacey, we want you guys to know how important we believe a setting like this is, and we're so thankful you guys have come to study with us. And we found that in past experiences, that a lot of couples that we sit down with and study, they will tell us at the end of the study, probably some of the most important time they've ever had in their life. So it means a lot to us that you have a trust that we've built together, that you're willing to sit down and do a study. And a lot of people, they're just not willing to do that today. So that gives us a lot of confidence in both of you. So in order for us to do a study like this, and we want it to be effective, we want this to be a life-changing experience for us and for you guys. Because anytime a person studies the Bible, it changes their life. It makes them better people. We kind of need to know a little bit more about your background, where you guys come from. I know we've talked about it a little bit conversationally, but maybe some more specifics. And so we've got this survey right here, and we call it a Back to the Bible survey. And we want you guys to realize this is not a test. In fact, we do this, we're going to do it with you. We're going to fill it out just like you guys are filling it out, because we want you to know that this is just something that we do regularly with prospects. And it just has a few questions. And would you guys mind filling that out for us?
I guess not.
Okay. Well, very good. It's a survey that helps us understand kind of where we come from. Let me give you a quick example as to why we're doing this. Let's say we both wanted to take a trip to New York City, and the destination's New York, but we have different starting points. Let's say you guys are going to start in Austin, Texas, and we're going to start in Nashville, Tennessee. So the directions we both get, they may be right, but they're different. But the destination is the same. It all depends upon where you start. This survey is going to kind of let us know that we're starting in a similar location. So that's why the first question says this: do you know God exists? I'm not questioning that with you guys. I know you know the answer to that already. So you guys can go ahead and put your answer. I already know what you're going to put because you guys have a religious background, so I know that. Let me ask, though, this question. Could you tell me why you believe God exists? It could be something very simple like, I don't know, you know, I grew up believing in God. If that's your answer, we're fine with that. I'm always just curious why people believe in God. And so if you'll just take a few minutes, and we'll fill that part out together. All right. And as you're doing this, you know, you're maybe thinking back on a class you maybe had in a church service, or something you've heard, or maybe even something you've seen. Maybe you've traveled and you've seen the creation of God, and it's told you that there's got to be a God. You know, this couldn't happen by accident. Those are responses we get a lot, in fact. And so it's a great question, and it kind of gives us a framework to start. The next few questions are just yes, no, unsure questions. Again, we pretty much know what you're going to say because this is our discussions in the past, but do you know who the Holy Spirit is? Do you understand that He's a real being? And go ahead and circle yes, no, or if you don't know, just unsure. Do you believe the Holy Spirit is God? Let me explain why I ask those questions, because there are a few religions in America, in the world. They deny there is a Holy Spirit. They deny the Holy Spirit is part of the Godhead. And if that's your understanding, we're going to talk about that just a little bit. We're going to open the Bible and look at that. But again, based upon, you know, our backgrounds, I believe I know where you're going to go with that. Do you know who Jesus is? And do you believe Jesus is God? In other words, He is part of the Godhead. And we understand He's the Son of God. So these next couple of questions, they deal with the Scriptures. And here's this one. Do you believe the entire Bible is God's Word, from Genesis to Revelation? All right. And do you believe the Bible contains contradictions, mistakes, or false statements? Do you believe there's any mistakes in the Bible? In other words, that it's been corrupted over time. So this next question is an application of everything we just said. Do you believe God will do everything He stated in His Word? In other words, if you read it in the Bible, you say, I know that's true, and God's going to do that. And so now we're going to talk about your salvation, you know, when you were saved and how you were saved. So this question is, are you saved? Now, I realize this is an emotional topic. It's a sensitive topic for people. And so first, know that this is confidential. We're not going to share this with anybody else. This is just between us. And it may very well be that you're at the position in life where you've heard some things or even read some things in the Bible that make you say, I'm unsure if I'm saved. I just don't know. Or maybe you're at a position in life where you just say, I know I'm confident I'm saved because I've done what I understand the Bible teaches. Or maybe you're at the point where you say, I know I'm not saved. Whatever answer you give, there's no wrong answer. This is just going to help us later in this study. So yes, no, or unsure. Now the next question is, how were you saved?
Well, I don't really understand that. But I do know, I wanted to ask you, I have, when I was younger, I had a religious experience where I almost died. Okay. And, you know, I was able to talk to God. He talked to me, and I can still picture him, and I can still see him and talking to me, and I can hear that. And the next Sunday, I told my testimony to the church, and I knew I was saved.
You know, Brian, you're not the first person who sat across the table and given us a similar experience. And I know it's touching, and it's something that's impacted your life. And we're going to talk about those experiences in this study. And so I appreciate you sharing that with me. That would be a great kind of little description if you'll just write that down, you know, kind of in on a general way what happened. And we're going to refer back to that later. But I appreciate you sharing that with me. Lacey, how were you saved? Do you remember, was there something in your life that occurred?
Well, I was at a prayer meeting and I said the sinner's prayer.
Well, that's a common answer. Those are answers we've received, you know, dozens of times. So don't, you know, you might want to put down, I said the sinner's prayer. And that's what we're looking for here. And so the next question, I realize that you're thinking back years ago. You don't have to be exact, but how old were you when you were saved? Were you a child? Were you a teenager? If you remember a date, that's great. You say, I was 13 years old, 15, maybe later in life. So just put an age there if you don't mind. And again, there's no wrong answer on these. So have you been baptized? Can you look back in your life? Do you remember a time when someone baptized you? You know, you put yes, no, or maybe you don't remember. Do you guys remember if you've been baptized? Okay, great. Circle the word that describes your baptism. Were you guys sprinkled or poured, or were you immersed?
It's immersed.
Okay, most people were immersed. So, now we were immersed. And have you been baptized, or if you have been baptized, were you saved before or after your baptism? Now let's just pause for just a minute, because this is an important question and what I really want you to think about. When you went down into that water, did you feel as though you were already saved, or do you feel like you were lost? And this is the point that I was going to be saved. So your salvation came after the baptism. So go ahead and circle either before or after. Again, we're not grading these. So if you guys don't mind, we're going to take these surveys, and if you put your name right on the top of them so we know to whom they belong, we're going to keep these. And again, they're not going out of this home. They're going to stay right here, and we're just going to use those for later in the study, and they're going to help us make sure that we arrive at the destination that we're looking for. And again, we'll share our answers with you at the appropriate time. We have no problem doing that. And I'm just going to lay these down here, and we won't see them for just a little while. Now, our study that we're going to do, it's called Back to the Bible. There's three booklets, and they don't really take a lot of time to do. They average about 90 minutes. So you'll get to enjoy a booklet, and my daughter is going to come and bring dessert. She always makes dessert during the study, so I love Bible studies. She's a great dessert maker. So she's going to bring us dessert about halfway through it, and we'll just stop, and we'll have a little bit of time to visit and eat.
I have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Before we start, I have a friend who is telling me about Christ is going to come back to earth and reign for like 1,000 years,
sure.
And some people are going to be taken away and some are going to be left behind. Can you explain that to me?
Absolutely. Lacey, that is such a good question. And we want to encourage questions, by the way. If you guys got a question, we'll stop, we'll consider it. But experience has taught us in these studies that the best way to deal with some of these questions is to write them down. So if you're right, any questions you have on the back. And what we're going to do is we're going to get to them when we're ready to get to them. In other words, you're going to answer the questions in the study. So I could sit here and, you know, answer every question you have, but I don't know that it does you guys a lot of good. What I want you to do is learn from the scriptures, and you're going to say during the study, oh, that's the answer. So if you guys, if you don't mind, let's delay answering that question until we can show you in God's Word, and you can read the answer for yourself. End of life questions, end of the world questions, very popular. A lot of times people want to know about the book of Revelation. My response is often, we'll get to that. Remember, it's the last book of the Bible, and God put it there for good reason. And so there are some other things that we'll cover together, and then the answer will be forthcoming. Is that okay?
Sure.
Great. So let's take these together back to the Bible. And now, don't be intimidated by the booklet. All this booklet does is list a verse and leaves out a word, and we put the word in the blank. So it's a fill in the blank. In fact, if you open the booklet, you'll notice that it says under the introduction, please read the scriptures aloud, and then we will answer the questions under the scripture reference. So if you turn to page 2, you'll notice the first scripture reference is John 8:32. Now on top, that's the title of this study. What is our authority in religion? In order for us to come to the proper conclusions, we have to be getting our answers from the same source. So what this is doing is saying, okay, where do we go for all of our answers? Now, you guys may already know the answer to that, but what we're going to do is we're going to look at what the Bible says. So let's take our Bibles, and what I'm going to do is assume that we're all learning how to use our Bibles. So if you're kind of stand your Bible up on its spine like this, go right to the middle and just open it up. Now, when I do that, I land on Psalms. What did you land on, Nicole?
Song of Solomon.
And Lacey, where are you at?
Jeremiah.
And
Psalm.
Okay, just to let you know the middle book is Psalms. If you hit the middle book, you'll hit Psalm. It's the middle book of the Bible. And but you're going to hit the wisdom literature, probably, or our prophet as well. But what we're going to do is go to the New Testament. So you're going to take your Bible and just start flipping to the right. And we're looking for John. John's in the New Testament. Now, Lacey, you're in Daniel. Keep going. You're in Daniel, and that's Amos. Just keep going, and eventually you're going to come to these New Testament books. Brandon, where are you at right there?
Jeremiah.
Keep going. I'm in Jeremiah too. You're in the New Testament. So you're going to go just four books. Now, when you get to Matthew, go Mark, Luke, John. So keep looking. Where are you at, Brandon?
Matthew.
Mark, Luke, John. That's what you're looking for. So I'm going to do the same thing. There's Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Now, John chapter 8, verse 32. Now, I know it would be easy for us to just take somebody who knows the books really well and we'll turn them all for you, but you won't learn the books of the Bible. And we've noticed in the past that when we do these studies, a lot of times the prospects enjoy learning the books of the Bible. And after you've done a lesson or two, you'll have no problem finding them. So you don't have to go home and memorize them. We're just kind of doing it through the study. So we're in John chapter 8, verse 32. And I'm going to go ahead and read the verse. And then I'm going to ask the question and let you guys answer. So we'll give a demonstration. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The question says, Jesus says the what will make you free. So what is it that makes us free? It is?
Truth.
Truth, absolutely. So we're all going to go ahead and put our answer down in the blank. And pretty simple, straightforward. No trick questions. They're all going to come right from the Bible. You guys probably have heard that verse before. So let's go to chapter 4, verse 24. In fact, we're just going to go around the table. Lacey, would you mind being the next one? And if you don't mind reading chapter 4, verse 24.
Sure.
Okay, we'll get there, and I'm there. Everybody ready? All right, go ahead.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Okay, and here's the question. Jesus tells us we must worship God in spirit and in
truth.
Truth, that's right. So you notice that truth has been the answer to both of these questions, and anytime you talk about truth, there is a question about truth that's often asked. And so let's go to John 17:17, and we'll ask the question and answer it. So we just keep going over John 17:17. And Brandon, do you mind? Go ahead and read the passage there.
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Okay, here's the question, and you've heard this before. What is truth? You know, there are a lot of people today in this world, they don't know what truth is. And if we don't know what truth is, it can't make us free. This verse answers that question that people spend hours and hours talking about. Very simply, thy word. Now, it says thy word. That means God's word. This is truth. So we can know what's right and what's wrong. So we can just put, what is truth? It's the word of God. It's the word of God. Okay. And we're just going to go around the table. So next, Nicole. John 14, 23 and 24. John 14, 23 and 24.
Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me.
So that's a little bit longer reading. The answer is at the very end of verse number 24. And so the question is this. The teaching of Jesus was from the what? Who was it from? At the end of verse 24. Do you guys see that?
Father.
The Father, right. It was from the Father. So we write down from the Father. So Jesus received his information from the Father.
I was so busy following along that he stopped, and I didn't see where he was stopping. But what are we talking about here today? We're talking about that the Word of God is the answer for us to be able to follow him and to walk with him and to be right with God. And so that's what they're teaching here in this first lesson, that the Bible is the authority of God and that we can know what God wants for us and how to abide by it and live in him and walk with him. This morning, as you think about what we've been talking about, and I know that this is not a what you'd call a typical sermon and typical lesson, but it's teaching us how we can help others learn about God. And it was suggested and meant to me that I think it's a good idea that you can take these booklets home with you and know that maybe you can study them yourselves, you can use them yourselves, but know that God has a purpose for you to have them in your hands and to learn about God. And like it was pointed out, and I think it's a good point, is that we can buy more of them. And so that's why we have them, to help teach people about him. So this morning, as in the way of an invitation, I want you to know that God's word is for you and me, that God's word is for us to follow and obey and do what he says. So if you have been doing that in your life, that's great, and keep on walking with him. But maybe you need to turn back to God and see that he can have a place for you in his place, that you can repent of your sins and be baptized into Christ so that your sins can be forgiven, so you can be a part of the family of God. Won't you come to him now as together we stand and sing.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free.
Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he hath the words of life. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith, do what he willeth, he is the living way. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the path of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still will I enter in. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee.
I want to thank each and every one of you for coming this morning and studying with us in Bible class and studying with us through the overhead. That gives us a good example of how we're to be setting in examples when we're sitting down doing a Bible study with somebody. It's very important for us to make sure that we answer questions, but like he said, he'll put them off and it will be answering it as go along. I see the importance of, if you're answering it yourself by reading the scriptures, then you've studied enough to know what the scriptures say. And if you know what the scriptures say, I don't need to tell you. So you're getting the answer all on your own through the Word of God. And somebody says, well, I was told. You read it yourself. I think it's very, very encouraging that we study that way, as I encouraged this morning everybody to study in such a way that you can learn more. Is there any announcement that has not been made? I want to repeat one is to, there's nobody has signed up for December to do the communion. Somebody needs to please do that so that we have somebody that is taking care of that through the month of December. David?
There's probably going to be some. We got some guests and some other people that are here. I would suggest that if you like this Bible study, you'd like to know more about it, that you take lesson two and three. If this will be the last time we'll see you for a while, go ahead and take lesson two and three with you home.
Did everybody hear that? Okay. Take lesson two and three home. Especially if you're not going to be here with us. I know we have some visiting from Tennessee and from other parts that this may be something you want to take home to your own congregation to have them to look into, to spread the gospel and to grow your numbers in the Lord's church. Okay, if nothing else, we'll be led with a prayer.
Let us pray. Almighty and gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer, thanking you for another day to come here and study your word. We've had a great Bible class and a lesson this morning on how to study with people. We just pray that we'll keep an open mind and put what we learn here today into action, and that we'll find people to study with as we go through this evangelism program, that we'll get behind it and we'll find areas of things that we can do in it to help it grow and help it spread your word. Father, be with the sick that's been mentioned here today, especially we've got Thayoma and Dustin here today. We're always proud to see them when they can come, and Miss Pearl back with us and looking better and stronger, and that's answered prayers that we've been praying for that. Father, be with Ken and Sandy White and the Blair family as they deal with different things, that they'll find answers and that Josh will get to feeling better. Father, be with this congregation as we start this program, that we'll help recognize people that need our help when we're out in public, and that we'll jump into action and help those folks. be with each and every one of us as we go out this week, that we're going to be traveling, some going out of town, maybe flying. Be with those people that are traveling and bring them back here safely to us. And these things we ask in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That's okay. No, I didn't get it. Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you had
plenty.
Yeah, I see that.
That's good.
But after I counted, I said, maybe only enough.
Yeah, only enough.
Let's take that one with you.
Okay. I'll take that. Yeah. So there was exactly that many left.
You want any more in there?
Do you need more? I wouldn't think so.
Not usually.
Yeah.